Podcasting from, well, my house, because there's a global pandemic outside. This is I'm New Here, a podcast for new instructional designers and e-learning developers. Starting an instructional design career can sometimes feel like you're the new kid in school looking for some place to eat lunch in the cafeteria. But that's why I created I'm New Here. I'm your host, Nyla, and I'm an instructional designer and e-learning developer. I'm really passionate about creating resources and safe spaces for new instructional designers like you. And that's because not too long ago, I was in the same place you are, and I was a little more lost than you're going to be at the end of all this. I'm especially excited to help Black women interested in entering the corporate learning and development field. In this first episode, we'll talk about the plan for the show and where to start if you're interested in becoming an ID, so keep listening. All right, folks, here's the plan for the podcast. You already have access to the first three episodes. I've got them out for you, and they're available wherever you listen to podcasts and on my website, nylalxd.com. Each episode will be about 10 to 15 minutes long because I really just want to give you bite-sized pieces of info that you can listen to on the fly and then dig deeper into on your own time. New episodes will be uploaded every Monday, and I'll share a featured resource of the show, and then I'll close it out with a homework assignment. Don't worry, it won't count against you. It's just something I want you to think about until the next episode comes out. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, send an email to thenewhereshow@gmail.com. So, we're in a really unique position right now. First, there's a global pandemic outside. I'm talking about COVID-19. I can't pretend it doesn't exist. It's changed a lot in a short time, including the way people work and learn. And because of this, the role of an instructional designer and e-learning developer is also evolving, and it's becoming more prominent. So I want to make sure you have the foundational tools you need to really show up for the organizations you're in or that you're looking to join. So let's start by exploring some of the important words you need in your instructional design vocabulary. And I think that's important because you really want to build your elevator pitch around this. And having a really strong sense of what you do and your role in it is going to be important. So we're going to use the Association for Talent Development's definition. That's ATD, which is an association that does certifications and research. And I really encourage you to join your local chapter. Instructional design is the creation of learning experiences and materials in a manner that results in the acquisition and application of knowledge and skills. So that's a real nice scholarly definition. Now, when somebody asks you what you do, you may not want to phrase it that way. You're going to want to craft your elevator pitch in a way that's accessible to whoever you're talking to. Now, your job as an instructional designer is going to be to apply systematic methodology. That means instructional design theories and models to develop content so that people can acquire new knowledge or skills. So this differs from the roles of trainers and teachers in the traditional sense because they deliver instruction to a live audience, right? But you as an ID, you're going to be working behind the scenes. You're going to collaborate with subject matter experts and different technical instructors, but you're rarely going to deliver the instruction yourself. Now, there's always exception to the rule, and if you're one of those, then write in, let me know what your experience is. But these are really the key components of instructional design and being an instructional designer. You're also going to hear me use the term learning experience design a lot. I use it so much that it's in my Instagram name, @NylaLXD. That's me on Twitter too, by the way. Learning experience design is the process of creating learning experiences that enable the learner to achieve the desired learning outcome in a human-centered and goal-oriented way. LX design is a design discipline, and you want to be able to think and work like a designer. More on that to come. There you go, some basic definitions that can get us in a good place to really dig deep into what instructional design is and who you can be as an instructional designer. Let's hop back to what I was talking about in regards to crafting an elevator pitch. It's just really a short phrase that helps somebody understand what you do, even if they've never heard about it before. So for me, mine is, that I create, design, or develop adult learning experiences for the digital space. And that's because for right now, I'm really focused on being an e-learning developer. And I thought that was simple enough for somebody to understand who maybe doesn't know much about instructional design or adult learning theories. So what I want you to think about is how you would start crafting what you want to do. But before you can really do that and really settle on your elevator pitch, you have to know the kind of instructional designer you want to be. And that's what we're going to talk about in our next episode. You're in a unique position if you're just now entering the field. More than ever, definitely more than when I was starting, there's a lot of places to get direction on how to navigate your instructional design career. Lots of knowledgeable folks are offering their services to help you become successful and effective as an instructional designer and at your job overall. So some of these resources are free and some do require an investment on your part. For example, I went through a master's program and it provided excellent instruction, but I still needed some help understanding how to navigate the career part of instructional design, like getting a job, understanding what it meant to work contract versus a permanent position, etc. So the resources I share at the end of each episode are really going to help you with that, and they'll help you upskill as well. When I say upskill, I mean really improving on the skills that you already have and learning new ones as well so that you're not stagnant. And you're about to embark on a career that is constantly evolving and moving, and so you really can't stay in the same space too long. You need to really exercise that part of you that is open to learning new things. That being said, I want to issue a little warning. Because we're in a learning space and we love new shiny stuff, you'll see that there's a lot of bandwagoning happening in our community. It's not all bad. It means that we're always looking to the future, what's new out there. We're excited to try it. But it's going to be really important that you understand what is tried and true and what's still being worked on, and then have the discernment to see what is going to be really the standard for the industry going forward. But yeah, let's talk about the next resource I want to share with you today. You should definitely check out Kathy Moore's blog. The link will be in the show notes on my website, but it's blog.kathy-moore.com. And this is a name we'll be revisiting again in later episodes, but her blog post on becoming an instructional designer poses some great questions and makes some valuable points regarding the decisions you need to make as you start down this career path. So that's the resource you should check out this week. Episode 1's homework assignment is going to help you start figuring out your ideal instructional design job. Now, before you start crafting resumes and portfolios and work samples, you should really understand the type of ID you want to be. So before you listen to the next episode, head on over to Indeed.com and do a search of jobs with the following titles: instructional designer, e-learning developer, and learning experience designer. And if you come across some other titles, look at those too, but pay close attention to the job requirements, the responsibilities, and who is doing the hiring, what kind of company. This will all make more sense in the next episode. All right, guys, we did it. We got to the end of episode 1. I established some clear definitions for instructional design, and then I planted a few seeds just to get you thinking about the direction you want to take your career. So thank you so much for listening to episode 1 of I'm New Here. If you like the show and you want to know more, check out nylalxd.com/I'm New Here. I have show notes for you there, links to everything I talked about in the episode and more. And please leave us a review on iTunes. I'm also all over socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook as Nyla LXD. And I'm on LinkedIn too, just search Nyla Spooner. So go on and listen to episode 2 right now. It's already waiting for you. In it, I'm going to clarify the different types of instructional designers and what they might be expected to do in their organizations. All right, I'll see you over there. Go listen. But do your homework first.